This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Will Anderson Jr. was on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. This interview is actually from back on Radio Row, but it's timeless because it involves two of our favorite people.
You know what's interesting, Sean? I did an interview with Ross Tucker during Radio Row, and guess whose interview was released before Will Anderson's?
Seth Payne.
Yeah. I think Ross did a smart thing, which was he did a boatload of interviews during the Super Bowl, and then he's kind of waiting. It was smart to wait until now to release the Will Anderson one because that's like this is a dead time to where he probably if he's trying to keep kind of his viewership numbers stabilized, Will's going to be a big hit now compared to whenever at 2 a.m. he dropped the Seth Payne video.
Well, he did a good job. Ross did too. He was probably cognizant of that like, hey, I'm not going to use this tomorrow or anything.
Yeah.
I'll use it in the dead days of July when I'm at the beach. Yeah. Ross is like on vacation right now. That I know from following him on social media. So this is him still able to get some content out there probably.
Yeah.
But Ross did a good job of asking questions that don't get obsoleted in this interview. You know, they're just
right. Yeah, they're more kind of general. I could tell that's what he was doing when. I'm joking about comparing my relevance to Will Anderson's right now, obviously.
Right.
But I could tell when he was doing the interview with me. I told him afterwards, I was like, oh, you're not, this is like for the off season, right?
For April.
Like, well, yeah. I'm not putting you out the day after the Super Bowl.
Smart, man. It's smart. Someone's got a pretty big ego if they're thinking you're going to get dropped on the Monday after the Super Bowl. All right, here's Will Anderson with Ross Tucker. Here's Ross asking Will, what do you need to get to the next level?
What do you need to add to your game so that people are mentioning you with Myles Garrett and Micah Parsons and Hendrickson and any of these guys that are considered elite? It feels like you're just below those guys right now in terms of public perception. Yeah. I'm not saying you're not those, but what do you need to do to get to that level that people are talking about you like they talk about those guys?
Consistently. Like, I have to do it consistently every game. It can't be a drop off, staying healthy. And me and my coach talked about that. Like, you got to consistently do that like every game. And, it's just more, doing more. And doing more is just, we want to talk about sacks and stuff like that. Like, the sacks are going to come, but, like, doing more, like, more forced fumbles. Like, got to get the ball out more when you're sacking a quarterback. Like, that's one of my off-season things that I want to work on is, like, reaching with precision, like, really, like, turning that corner tight and really going for the ball, getting more of those. Like, those guys have a lot of forced fumbles, a lot of strip sacks and stuff like that. And, like, that's what separates them. You know, that adds another thing to your career and stuff like that. So just doing that and just being more consistent in my game, like, I feel great where I'm at right now, but, like, it's more left on the table. Like, I'm starving for it right now. You know, I'm hungry for it. So this offseason, I just want to continue to get better, be consistent, and, man, just keep growing and learning.
And that's very consistent with what he's said locally when doing interviews and every other time in the offseason, which I like because he's not just coming up with it in the moment.
No.
He talked in his first press conference this offseason about getting the ball out, all of those things. Those are the things he's focused on. But in going back and watching Jared Verse from the Rams, who's a rookie last year, there were so many similarities to Will Anderson's rookie year. There were similarities to J.J. Watt's rookie year. You can see so many times as I'm watching Jared Verse, and it reminded me of Will Anderson's rookie year where, oh boy, oh, he was so close. Oh, he was so close. If he could have just, if he could have created a little bit of separation at the top of his rush, if he could have just done this little thing a little differently, you're looking at 15, 16 sacks. Will was like that his rookie year, and he refined some of those things, and lo and behold, he ended up, you know, on the, I know sacks are, you know, it's dicey using just sack numbers, but he improved on a lot of that stuff. His sack number went up, but I think Will still has, with what he talked about, getting the strip sacks, just those last two steps before you get to the quarterback are so important. It's one of the reasons that Jadeveon Clowney was really, really good at pressuring the quarterback, but not great at getting him down, because Jadeveon just was, part of it was, I think, the type of athlete he was, but also that he never got to the level of refinement that he could have.
Yeah.
Whereas with Will Anderson, I trust that he's going to get more refined every year.
He's totally focused on it. You know, like
J.J. Watt, you go back and watch J.J. Watt's rookie year and, you know, talk about a guy that was focused on improving. So many opportunities. I watched the first three games of his rookie year once, and I was like, he left three tackles for a loss and two sacks on the table.
Yeah.
Just because he was kind of playing wildly and unrefined and everything. So, like I expect Jared Verse to work on all those things. I think he's going to be really, really good. Will Anderson's the same way. We've seen the evidence of him working on it.
Who does Will Anderson enjoy watching at his position?
Bosa was a good guy that I watched all the time just because we're in the same scheme, and I just wanted to see how he did things. And then Myles Garrett is a guy that I really watch a lot, too, because we're in the same scheme, too. But we kind of do some more of the similar things, too, on the same side.
Yeah, Bosa's an interesting guy because he's not – He's so good with his hands.
Yeah.
He doesn't really beat him with speed.
Yeah.
It's all like
he has really
power
big steps.
Yeah.
He gains really a lot of ground on his steps. He has really big steps. He uses his hands really well. His leverage is amazing. I love watching him. He does a lot of speed to power, and he gets the O-lineman hands on him, and he gets to, like, swipe him off.
Yes.
Forklift, bull forklift, long arm, things like that. So from that aspect, I kind of watch him, and Miles does the same.
If you're not watching on YouTube, Seth loved this answer.
I got so excited with that one because I've told you before that I think that Nick Bosa is the guy that I would most want Will to emulate because there are a lot of similarities in body type and athletic profile. Neither Nick Bosa or Will Anderson are really, it's not like they have really fluid hips. They're not like Danielle Hunter who can kind of Gumby his way around people at times. It's a speed and power game. And what Bosa has in terms of an advantage when he came into the league is that Bosa was a hand in the dirt defensive end from high school on up. So he was a lot more refined when he came into the league. Will's learning some of that. But one of the things that Bosa does really well, I was so excited when I heard Will Anderson say this, was that he takes these huge steps. So Bosa gets across the line of scrimmage really quickly, and in his first three steps gets so deep into the backfield that it really puts the offensive tackle into a bind. And Will has that same really good get-off. But when he was a rookie, I wanted him to see him emulate that, just take these huge, giant steps. And I think he's working on that. And it's I loved hearing that. Loved hearing that, partly for my own ego, because. So
I've been saying that. Yeah.
I also like him bringing up Rod Wright, the defensive line coach.
Yeah.
I think Rod Wright's been really good for Will. And there's a YouTube video out right now the Texans put out of him, Rod Wright mixed.
I was just going to say that. Yeah. I haven't watched it yet.
I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah. No. I think I'm going to put that on the list of things to watch for today. I bet that's good. Everything
but
the we
strip
hear.
Sacks, if we see more strip sacks out of Will.
Yeah, I loved hearing how focused he was on that, you know?
Well, it is, Sean. Okay, so with Will, and again, I'm not comparing myself to Will Anderson in total, obviously, but like there's an element of Will's personality that I can empathize with, and that he's kind of an excitable dude. And sometimes as a pass rusher, as a pass rusher especially, when you're a hyped up guy, those last two steps are, you got to almost kind of slow down and let everything come to you. You got to get loose and relax because especially these days, the Kyler Murrays of the world they disappear so fast.
Yeah.
And I'm watching Jared Verse and some of his missed sacks were on guys like Kyler Murray. And you can tell Jared Verse is wired kind of like Will Anderson. Like, man, this guy's got the right kind of attitude.
Yeah.
But you got to learn how to just, at the last, those last couple steps, you got to slow down and let it and just relax. And that's when you, because you got to also have the hand-eye coordination to focus on the ball and not just be sack hungry, but to, there's nothing but, sacks are great, but a strip sack is the divine, that's the pinnacle of existence right there.
Well,
a strip sack, there's nothing you can do to help your team more than a strip sack.
Yep.
Because it's a turnover. Hey, interceptions are great, but how often do they get back to the line of scrimmage? Strip sack, there's a chance for a fumble recovery for a touchdown. If the offense recovers it, they're still screwed on that. It's a drive killer.
Yeah.
So that is, like, for him to get three or four extra strip sacks, that can sometimes equate to three or four extra wins 100%, in a game.
Dude, that is a recipe to finally get a 2-seed or a 1-seed in the AFC if you're a good enough team.
Yeah.
You know, the offense does its job. Those are the plays. Those are the plays that change games.
You get a strip sack on the 50-yard line.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you're getting at least a field goal out of it.
Yep.
It's such a big deal.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You're looking for another mic'd up to kind of capture the phenomenon you're talking about, Seth, with Will maybe getting amped up at that last step before getting the quarterback. He was mic'd up, if I'm not mistaken, his rookie year for the Saints game in week 6. Derek Carr was the quarterback. They won the game 20-13, I think, was the final score. But Will Anderson, that was when Will only had one sack on the season. It was in the opener against Lamar Jackson, and he went like the next 7 games without a sack. That was at the peak of him in a sack drought, and they had him mic'd up, and there must have been 5 times in that mic'd up where he's like, I had him.
Also, you know what? The funniest thing to watch, any defensive lineman listening can probably empathize with this. There's a part, because Will is not a selfish dude at all, but it's so frustrating that sometimes you miss the sack, but somebody else gets it, but you're so pissed at yourself that for a moment, and it could look like you're a selfish player because somebody else gets a sack, but you're so angry at yourself that you're like, you're beating yourself up over it. You're like the wide receiver who is upset after a win because you only got 3 catches.
You're Deontay. Johnson. For 5 seconds.
The key is that it passes.
Yes.
And then you get excited. You realize what you just did and you feel bad about it and you go congratulate your buddy. But in that moment, you're the most selfish person in the world.
That's hilarious.
You're like,
That's really funny. All right. Into the 9 o'clock hour we go. Up next, let's circle back to the Astros. It's the All-Star break, but we got to take inventory here, man. What are the reinforcements looking like coming back from the break later this week? We'll do the power rankings of that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.